WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, Stoic Squad. Brooklyn Weston here, your daily dose of wisdom and motivation. You ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of notifications? Like your phone is constantly demanding attention, sucking away precious time and leaving you feeling drained? Yeah, me too. We live in a digital age, and while the convenience is undeniable, let's be real, our digital lives can seriously impact our mental well-being. That's why today we're diving deep into managing your digital life for better mental health, because reclaiming control over your online world is essential for feeling calm, focused, and truly present in life. Alright, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you detoxify your digital diet and unlock a calmer, more peaceful you. First up, recognize the problem. We're all guilty of mindlessly scrolling through social media, checking emails every few minutes, or getting sucked into endless online rabbit holes. It's easy to fall prey to that dopamine rush, but constant stimulation can lead to anxiety, insomnia, and a decreased ability to focus. So, acknowledge it, own it, and commit to making changes. Second, set clear boundaries. Think of your phone as a tool, not your master. Designate specific times for checking emails and social media. Turn off notifications for everything except the truly essential stuff. You're in charge here. Third, prioritize real-life connections. Remember those amazing things called face-to-face interactions. Make time for friends, family, and activities that nourish your soul offline. Instead of scrolling through endless feeds, engage with the world around you. Fourth, cultivate mindful technology use. When you are online, be present. Pay attention to what you're consuming, how it makes you feel, and whether it's adding value to your life. Unfollow accounts that trigger negativity or comparison. Remember, social media is often curated to perfection. Don't let it steal your joy. Finally, embrace digital detox days. Take a break from the constant barrage of information. Disconnect for a few hours, even a whole day if you can. Go for a walk in nature, read a book, spend time with loved ones, or simply enjoy the silence. You'll be amazed at how much more refreshed and focused you feel. You know that feeling when you're glued to your phone, scrolling endlessly, and suddenly realize you've lost track of time? Yeah, it happens to the best of us. Imagine this. You're sitting down for dinner with friends or family, but instead of truly connecting with them, you're distracted by your phone. You miss out on their stories, their laughter, and the joy of shared experiences because you're too busy scrolling through social media feeds. Sound familiar? This is where digital detox comes in. Imagine intentionally putting your phone away during meals, walks, or even just for a few hours each day. Think about how much more present you'd be, how much deeper your conversations would be, and how much more peace you'd feel. That's the power of mindful technology use. It allows you to reclaim control over your time, attention, and ultimately, your well-being. Remember, friends, you are in charge of your digital life, not the other way around. Let's recap. Recognize that constant digital stimulation can have a negative impact on your mental health. Set clear boundaries by designating specific times for checking emails and social media, turning off unnecessary notifications, and prioritizing real-life connections. Embrace mindful technology use by being present when you are online and following accounts that trigger negativity, and scheduling regular digital detox days to recharge and reconnect with yourself. Take it from me, making these small changes can have a huge impact on your overall well-being. So, go forth, reclaim your digital life, and unlock a world of calmness, clarity, and connection. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family who might need a little nudge in the right direction. And if you're feeling inspired, leave a review and let us know what resonated with you. Until next time, stay stoic, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.